AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A scathing report from the Justice Department describes cascading failures and a lack of urgency by police in response to a deadly mass shooting 2 years ago at a school in Texas. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Their loved ones deserve better.
Standing before the families of the 21 people killed in Uvalde.
A failure that should not have happened.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the most significant failure was officers waiting far too long to confront the gunman, who was killed roughly 77 minutes after the first officers arrived on scene.
Lives would have been saved.
Perhaps including Lexi Rubio's, whose mother Kimberly said on KSAT she's frustrated the department's long report does not name the officers who failed her daughter and the others.
My child, their children, they are named in this report because they are dead. Everybody should have been named.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Today, President Biden was asked if U.S. strikes against Houthi rebels in the Red Sea are working.
When you say working, are they stopping the Houthis? No. Are they going to continue? Yes.
A U.S. official says there was a fifth strike today that targeted another Houthi missile launcher site. Congress is expected to extend current federal spending and keep the government open with votes in the Senate and the House, avoiding a shutdown. With former President Donald Trump not in the courtroom today in New York, E. Jean Carroll, a columnist who accused him of sexually attacking her, concluded her testimony with an emphatic denial. She had benefited from the publicity that followed the allegations. A federal jury convicted six alleged gang members in the 2020 fatal shooting of a Chicago rapper, FBG Duck, a killing that prosecutors say was part of long-running violence over gang territories on the south side of Chicago. A suspect was arrested in the brutal killing in Brazil of an American art dealer, Brett Sikma, who was the co-owner of a prominent gallery in Manhattan. This is AP News. Actor and former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was stopped and questioned at an airport in Germany. The AP's Margie Zaraletta reports it was all about a watch.
A customs spokesperson says Arnold Schwarzenegger was stopped for a routine check after arriving Wednesday in Munich. He was detained for about 2.5 hours because he had an Audemars Piguet watch valued at more than $21,000 that was specially produced for him. The watch was potentially going to be auctioned at a charity event. Goods valued at more than $467 that will stay in the European Union have to be declared and possibly have duty paid. The Schwarzenegger Climate Initiative says in a statement that Schwarzenegger cooperated at every step, even though it was an incompetent shakedown, and he agreed to pay potential taxes. A customs penalty body will review the case. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Oppenheimer leads the nominations for the British Academy Film Awards. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.